Live from the No Panic Zone, I am America's voice. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. And here are three big things you need to know this hour. Number three, in France and other European countries, the rise of COVID-19 infections has them all going back into lockdown mode because it worked so well the first time, apparently. I mean, did they ever learn? Lockdowns are killing more people than the virus. Number two, Governor Whitmer wants Michigan to follow in California's footsteps, and that may include eliminating the sale of new gasoline-powered cars. So I really mean following in their footsteps because they'll all be walking to wherever they're going. And number one, Breonna Taylor's cousins lead a protest march through downtown Grand Rapids. Other places joining in as well, but what a tragedy in Louisville. Thankfully, the governor of Kentucky, Andy Beshear, planned ahead and didn't allow for his city to be burned to the ground and destroyed by rioters. However, rioters opened fire on police, shooting two officers in the street last night. One taking a bullet in the gut just below the bulletproof vest. Another taking a shot in the thigh, both hospitalized in serious but stable condition. One still in surgery, last word. But meanwhile, in Grand Rapids, two cousins of Breonna Taylor called for people to keep fighting against police brutality and for racial equity as they led a rally in downtown Grand Rapids. Taylor, as you know, is 26. An EMT. Shot and killed by Louisville police on March 13th. She was a native of Grand Rapids, if you didn't know. But she wasn't targeted in the shooting. Her boyfriend was the target of a police raid. And she was killed in the crossfire when her boyfriend, Kenneth Walker, according to all reports, opened fire on the police officers who entered her apartment. That happened on March the 13th, according to Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron. Walker stated he believed the officers were intruders. Now, the eruption yesterday came after the grand jury in Kentucky returned no indictments against two of the three officers in the case, and the third indictment was for wanton endangerment. That's it. And so those on the other side of the conversation, those that believe that police are openly racist and attacking black citizens randomly and at will, went to the streets. As a result, it turned into a riot. The three officers all fired while serving a warrant at Taylor's apartment as part of a narcotics investigation. Breonna Taylor died there. One officer was charged with wanton endangerment for firing his weapon into the apartment adjacent to Taylor's unit. The warrant used to search Taylor's home was connected to a suspect who did not live there, and in the end, no drugs were found. But in cities all over America, they have used Breonna Taylor as a poster child for police brutality, and I think that's a stretch. George Floyd died in police custody. George Floyd had his neck knelt on for upwards of 9 minutes while asking for the ability to breathe. Breonna Taylor was caught in the crossfire. Her boyfriend admits shooting at police but thought that they were coming into his apartment as breaking in. But if you start shooting at police, guess what? They shoot back. It's kind of the way it works. I want to take you to Louisville. In the moments that shots were fired, of course, it was captured. It was captured on video, shared on the internet, shared on social media. Of course it was. Bite number 11. Listen in. Bite number 11.
You come from everywhere else. Here they come.
Oh, they shot guns at him. Oh, they're shooting guns at him, real guns. They're blasting at the police.
They're using real guns. They're blasting at the police. Yeah, no kidding. And two police officers were shot. This is not okay. This is not acceptable. I hope that Governor Beshear cracks down even harder in Louisville. Keeps things in perspective. Keeps things tight, because otherwise it will go off the rails. Otherwise it will go off the rails and it will get worse. Dear Governor, dear Mayor, wherever you're governor and wherever you're mayor, please bring law and order back. Make this stop. It's enough already. It really is enough already. We need to bring law and order back to America. We need to bring things back to where they belong and let the grand jury do its job. The grand jury system in Kentucky is 12 people, as you know. And so you'd have men and women, black and white, and they looked at the facts and they came back with an indictment. One. For wanton endangerment. And make no mistake, the prosecutors in these cases are looking for something. And if it's not there, it's not there. In other headlines today, Michigan Governor Whitmer seeking carbon neutrality by 2050. Critics question that impact. But she pledged yesterday, to relentlessly cut carbon emissions, create clean energy jobs, and make Michigan, quote, carbon neutral in a bid to fight climate change. She signed two executive orders to create the state's healthy climate plan. She joined governors from Rhode Island, Washington, and Colorado earlier in the day to discuss the U.S. Climate Alliance, part of Democratic governors' efforts to tell you what you're allowed to do and not do. The executive order questioned by critics who noted the governor is unilaterally pursuing the initiative under a public health emergency sparked by the coronavirus pandemic without input from the Republican-led legislature. Shocking, right? And here's another shocking line from the governor. The science is clear. Climate change is directly impacting our public health, environment, our economy, and our families. So that's the next emergency she's going to declare. Oh, by the way, coming up on the program, Ron Armstrong, co-founder of Unlock Michigan, is with us. It's important because they've passed 500,000 signatures to take that power away from the governor and stop this nonsense of one-person rule in Michigan. All right, so that's coming up shortly. Randy Bishop also here. He's got some big news about Well Connect. As the weather's getting colder, man, I had to turn the furnace on for the first time. But Well Connect, we got stick for that. They are unusual and unpredictable times, that is for sure. And you need to know who you can trust when it comes to investing your money. The Dow took another tough ride down yesterday. After touching 29,000 here a few days ago, it's now at 26.7. And in these unpredictable times, you need peace of mind. That's why I trust Craig Stiles and Ameriprise. Craig Stiles and Ameriprise, you got to like your guy when it comes to investing money and planning for a future. Give him a call, 517-483-4893, 517-483-4893. I like my guy. Do you like yours? 517-483-4893. Tell him Steve Gruber sent you.
There's plenty to worry about these days. Your water shouldn't be one of them. You need Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system. I've had a Wolverine Water reverse osmosis system for years, and honestly, my family loves it. We don't fill our shopping cart with bottles of water, and we don't fill the trash with empty bottles. Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system gives you clean, fresh, and healthy alkaline water and gives you peace of mind. So why wait? Special offers are available now, and you can enjoy the best water of your life. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
If I told you you could save tens of thousands of dollars over the life of a Well Connect unit, would you listen? Let me tell you, Well Connect is a heating and cooling system that can literally save you a ton of money. If you're tired of freezing in the winter and boiling in the summer and didn't think you could afford to make a change, this might just change your mind. Using your well water, you can reduce your heating bills by hundreds of dollars a year. No, I'm not kidding. Well Connect will pay for itself and will keep you comfortable the whole year. Well Connect is made in Alpena, Michigan, and it's easy as 1, 2, 3. First, if you have a well, find out if your home is a good fit for a Well Connect. Second, schedule a free home visit. And third, get a WellConnect system installed with no money down financing. Call 989-356-2113 and go to their website, WellConnectSaves.com. 989-356-2113, WellConnectSaves.com. Getting a WellConnect is a no-brainer. You'll be glad you did.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Moving Michigan.